host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
More confirmed cases of the so-called swine flu, or the new name H1N1, the virus. But in Mexico, they feel as though they're going in a different direction, and that's where we start once again. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here, wrapping up the weekend, heading into yet another week, coast to coast and everywhere in between. You might have gone to see Wolverine this weekend. We'll talk about how great they did at the box office. Hugh Jackman, what a role that guy's on. Just named as sexiest man alive. And then, of course, Wolverine doing so, so well right out of the chute. But I don't think that's necessarily a surprise if you look at the X-Men series. And we told you about that last week when we were actually previewing some of the movies that were coming out. It should have pounded everybody at the box office, and certainly it did. Also coming up, we're going to, of course, do the wacky, crazy news you can abuse thing, because we need to smile, don't we? We don't have to just pound the swine flu to death. But flu hysteria in some parts is real. It's the real deal. And elsewhere, it's almost like people are living in a bubble. They're not worried about it. So it comes down to territory. It's looking at a map, drawing a line, and figuring where you fall on the map. Curious if anybody out there has seen hysteria in their own neck of the woods. Do you have people talking about it at the grocery stores, at church, hanging around at work? Is it the main water cooler buzz? I do think that people are talking about it, but is it the hysterical kind of fear buzz? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I can tell you in my own world, people have talked about it, but not in a hysterical way. And if you divided up places where I've talked to people, California, New York, Kentucky, Florida, and this is the last 2 days, Chicago, New Mexico, Arizona, I'm just thinking as I go around the horn, with just personal friends or contacts or whatever. And I didn't get hysterical reactions from any of those people. However, was asked a lot of questions about what was happening in my neighborhood. But I checked again with random pharmacies like, you know, CVS, and found that many people are blowing up their phone lines not to ask about their prescriptions, not to drop off their prescriptions. Of course, people are doing that, but they want to know about the swine flu, what they can do. I mean, blowing up the phone lines so that you got people answering, putting people on hold. So there must be something to the hysteria. Sad story over the weekend, Mother Nature not kind, and you know how that goes. How often, and I say this all the time here on ATN, whether you call me from the Midwest, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from the Southwest, Southeast, whatever, we've all, I think, at some point in our life been through some wicked weather, whether it's a hurricane, tornadoes, an earthquake, mudslides, horrible floods, terrible snowstorms, ice, wind, all kinds of stuff. And it was wind that was the culprit in Dallas, Texas, and other parts of Texas as well. And a sad, sad story. What happened was the Dallas Cowboys practice facility, it's a giant I shouldn't say canopy. It's a giant kind of like a bubble. And I've been there many, many times. And it's set up. It's well lit. It's all that sort of stuff. Other teams have similar things. Not all of them, but a lot of them have a similar setup. In fact, they had beams and work that had just been done on it to make it, I guess, as, safe as possible. And unfortunately, some of that wild weather ripped through there. And in fact, a severe thunderstorm and a tornado in the area ripped through there. 70 people were inside at the time because you have these rookie mini camps. And a lot of personnel, a lot of the Cowboy personnel were there exactly when it happened. So 12 people were hurt when it knocked down the metal frame structure that covered that practice field. You had 24 of the team's rookies that were there when it blew down. Scary, scary things. It was a heavy line of thunderstorms that was moving through the area. And the weird thing is there was no damage to the other buildings. Just that one just had happened to hit there. And it was described as all of a sudden collapsing around them. And you can see the photographs. This is radio, but you could see the wind whipping through and you could see it come down. Probably some of you have seen it on websites like CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. It's anywhere if you want to go take a look at it. But the sad thing is 12 people were hurt when that happened. Now, at the time, I'm going to give you more on that story because you've got one that's permanently paralyzed, just an awful thing. But Jerry Jones was interviewed by Bob Costas. He was at the Kentucky Derby, and here's what he had to say.
Yes, our rookies, approximately 27 of them, recently drafted free agents, as well as our coaching staff, as well as our scouting, were the principal people, and there are a few media. And we know of at least one injury. They did not get good warning there, and the structure did collapse. And we're assessing who's injured at this particular time. No fatalities at this time that we're aware of. And actually, you and I just learned of this within the last 10 minutes, as you know. So, yes, they were giving me some real accurate information there. And so we did do a head count because the entire structure collapsed and did know that all of staff and all of the players were safe.
Right, Rich Ben is just 33 years old. He's one of the Cowboys staff that was seriously hurt. As I said, his spinal cord was severed by a fractured vertebrae, so sadly paralyzed from the waist down. And, I mean, of course, shocking thing to happen. Jones, when he went back to Dallas, and Coach Wade Phillips and other team members, of course, going to his hospital bed, which I think is great to support this poor guy. And he wasn't the only one that was injured. Cowboys special teams coach Joe DeCamillis had a fractured vertebrae. And then you had another assistant trainer, Greg Gaither, who had two broken bones in his leg. And this was one of those just odd things where it ripped through that particular area. The wall started to waver and the lights started to shake. They started to sway back and forth. And the metal framework beneath the canopy started to collapse. It kind of rode the building down with the storm, and there was really no place to go. It was described as if it was almost being imploded. Almost being imploded. So an awful, 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 terrible thing to happen, certainly to that young man who was one of the three Cowboy staffs that was hurt. Luckily, nobody was killed, because if you had seen the footage when it first happened, it looked like someone could have been just, you know, slammed, in which they were, the three that were hurt and the other 12, but by these metal beams that went down and the canopy just collapsed, and it was an awful, awful sight to see, certainly. And as I mentioned before, we say it all the time here in America Tonight, all of you know, we've dealt with situations where Mother Nature can be very, very cruel, and this absolutely was one of them. We're going to dive into what's going on in Canada. They're saying a farmer possibly gave swine flu to some pigs. That's not good when you want people to buy pork. We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
All of the officials telling you that you shouldn't worry, that the swine flu strain seems as though, yes, there are more cases popping up. It's because there's the lag time in reporting them and then sending the samples to the CDC. But you should still rather feel as though that this thing's going to be under control. That's what I think a lot of people would lead you to believe, but there are a lot of people in the panic mode that are worried that it has the pandemic potential, which of course it does, and they think that it will actually hit that level, which would be the World Health Organization scale, a big fat six right now, still at a five. Last week I asked everybody how concerned they were, and most of you weren't really that concerned because you weren't having it hit your area. But when you hear things like this next story I'm going to tell you about, this deal in Canada, I'll tell you, this is bad for the Canadians, too. You have a guy that's a farmer who apparently was in Mexico, came back, and has infected the pigs that he's working with. So you have 200 quarantined pigs, 200-plus, actually, quarantined pigs. Now, with other nations deciding to destroy pigs and saying that they're not going to eat pork and all that stuff, and you have everybody and their brother screaming that pork is safe to eat, this doesn't do anything to help that. Now, it simply was, according to doctors, that he was back in Mexico, came back, had contracted it, and now has infected the pigs that he was working with. But, you know, pork, ham, sausages, they can say what they want in Zurich. The World Health Organization can dance around and eat any kind of pigs. They can put them out there in a pit in front of their press conferences, and it's not going to make people think it's okay, at least some of the people that they're preaching this to. And this is, you know, the primary message at this daily press briefing, because the WHO is in Geneva. That's where they're headquartered. So you hear this deal about Canada and pigs on this farm infected with a swine virus and with swine flu infecting hundreds of people, mostly in North America, and killing mostly people in Mexico. It's where the deaths have mostly been reported, obviously. So there might be pressure from pork lobbies to tell the public food from pigs poses no risk to you. But how many people are buying this? How many people are saying, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm not worried about it, when they hear, especially, like the story from Canada? And I'm telling you, they're destroying the pigs all over the place. So they say that flu viruses are usually killed during processing, that makes sense, by the heat that you put with cooking. Like cured hams, because of the duration for them to mature and all that stuff. So as long as the pork is cooked. But it doesn't mean that people aren't afraid when they hear the story that they heard about the pigs. Now, those pigs that were quarantined, the 220 of them, that was from a herd of 2,200. So that means 10% were infected by a farm worker who had been to Mexico. I mean, that's brutal. And where does the virus go from here, and what happens with the pigs? How does it pass back and forth between the pigs and the humans? I mean, obviously, we're only 10 days into the outbreak. So if there is panic, I mean, that's just going to, like I said, set off more panic in other areas. I don't think so much in the United States. I noticed when I was at the store, I did a little survey that I'm going to tell you about. Welcome to America Tonight, by the way. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, affectionately we call it the show for those of you who have ADD, like Matt Johnson and myself. So we zig and zag all over the place. All right, I did a little survey, of course, when I was testing the pharmacies to see what kind of phone calls they were getting and all that other sort of stuff. When I was out at a couple of grocery stores, I noticed some interesting things. One, that the limes that I picked up had really, and I've never seen this before, made in Mexico, they were stamped on it. And also Corona, which is made in Mexico. Some people are staying away from some of the Mexican-made products. Corona was on sale for, normally it would have been like, I don't know, $15-16, and for a case of the stuff, and it was on sale for $10. So Hecho in Mexico obviously has some people worried, because I noticed some of the products that were stacked up that were clearly marked and that were clearly slashed and on sale. If this continues with a backlog of cases, I wonder if people will avoid foods and stuff that are made in Mexico for fear of being a victim of what they're calling the second wave. Do you fear that at all? Or do you even sense that there's fear building around you? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hey, we're going to head to our inbox right now. Because...
mail, mistress.
Yes, thank you, sir. We have a couple of notes here on what I just mentioned, or I have been mentioning since the first hour, about the swine flu. Here's one from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, more people around me are concerned about it, but as you know, Texas, a border state, you keep reading about these stories and about schools closing down, and, of course, a lot of people coming from Mexico, traveling from there. So, absolutely, people around me a little bit concerned, seems to be the topic of conversation other than the NBA playoffs. All right, here's another one. This one is from Bess. Bess says, I'm concerned. In fact, we canceled a couple of activities in my town. I'm in Kansas, and we decided it would just be safer to not have everybody get together. It seemed like some people were sick, coughing, etc. So why take the chance? From everything that I've heard on your show and other shows like it, maybe it would be better not to be belly-to-belly, face-to-face, as you say. Interesting. Matt, I'm curious. In Minnesota, we talked about this last week. There weren't any cases that they were talking about. So there can't be a lot of buzz in Minneapolis other than what's happening nationally, right?
We actually started getting a couple cases. There was two in central Minnesota, and now more recently in Minneapolis, there was a couple, and they shut down one of the high schools.
Oh, so now people are going to start to talk about it probably a little bit more.
But it's still not a big panic. It's more something, like I was at a couple parties for the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. It was something that we were just joking about more than anything of a real panic, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so conversation happening but not panic. So that's good. That means that people aren't getting crazy ideas and feeding into the whole the fear thing. Because, first of all, it's all playing out now. And it's just like the doctor we had on, what he ultimately said. You take some precautions. You just do some things smarter. It's a good reminder to nudge you into washing hands and to being better about coughing and covering your mouth and the people around you, the same thing. But that goes for anything that you could catch. This is a strain of the flu, which, yes, can be fatal, but with all the information that's out there now, if somebody's really deathly sick, I hope they find a way to get to a care center because they can get fluids and get some treatment. And if they find those symptoms happening, particularly the fever, that's when you know you need to do something. I gave you my own example of coming down with a really awful case of food poisoning and thinking, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. I hope I don't get this. I mean, for a minute, I definitely thought it because I am definitely in an area where we have a bunch of cases. However, I didn't have any kind of a fever, and I didn't feel completely weak, like I couldn't move. So I felt like I didn't, if it was going to be bad the next day, then I would do something, but I felt like I didn't have the two of the main symptoms of it, and that's key too. You just got to remember what are the symptoms of this sucker before I let my mind marinate in all this, some of this crazy talk that we're hearing, which is what, of course, the World Health Organization is trying to do. They're trying to stamp out the things about specifically the pigs because, like I said, they're getting pressure from the pork industry. That other white meat, suddenly people are afraid because of the term swine flu. And then hearing the story in Canada certainly doesn't help anybody to alleviate any of those fears that that are out there flying around. Coming up, we're going
to give... I had, just to interrupt here, I had...
Yeah, that's okay.
I had Corona and pork over the weekend, and I'm still alive. And I just ate some Mexican food, too.
So. I had a Corona over the weekend.
I'm all ready to roll.
Well. So we're a testament. We both drank Mexican beer, and we're okay. So it's okay, America. Don't worry about it. Just know what you're doing around you and just exercise some normal caution and watch out for this second wave. Hey, the Daily Salute is coming up next round the bend here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection.
Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com, and it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. And IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Get past the beef, get past the shit, man.
Ever since I've been a kid, I've been tuned into the Kentucky Derby. It's a family tradition, no joke. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight. And boy, did they dazzle out of the Derby this year, sort of. It was the 135th running of this deal, the famous Run for the Roses. It's about the hats and the tradition and singing my old Kentucky home. And Louisville is like party town USA. Who would think that a horse called Mind That Bird would win this sucker? Here's the call down the stretch if you missed it.
Musket Man is coming hard down the center of the track, and Papa Clem's right there, too. Down toward the inside, coming on through. That is Mind That Bird now is coming on to take the lead as they come down to the finish. And a spectacular, spectacular upset. Mind That Bird has won the Kentucky Derby. An impossible result here.
Yeah, it was an impossible result. 50-1 upset winner. If you plunked $2 down, you win just slightly over $103. How about that? Just $2 on this horse. Now, you had a muddy track. The horse found a hole. There was no question about it. Who knew? Because it didn't start out that way. And to come in and turn it around the way they turned it around, just crazy. You know, the trainer who trained this horse is a guy named Benny Woolley Jr., and he was a former bareback rider turned thoroughbred trainer, and I think was just blown away by the fact that this horse did as well as it did. And what happens next is the Preakness. They don't know if they're actually going, because, you know, the Preakness is about speed. And I don't see this horse winning the Preakness, and I don't even know if they're going to enter the Preakness. So if Mind That Bird skips the middle jewel, they call it, of the Triple Crown, then it'll be all about the Belmont Stakes, which, of course, is a grueling mile and a half. So, interesting, though, because if you look at that test of a champion and you look at the this gelding, the gelding's father is a horse called Birdstone that won the 2004 Belmont. That was probably a little bit too much information to soak it all in right now. But the key thing here is mind that bird flying home to win that Kentucky Derby. Incredible. Worth $1.4 million. I mean, this horse had never even run in a Grade 1 stakes race before Saturday. So you had all these Hall of Fame trainers who had all these derbies between them. And they just congratulated this cowboy because he was a cowboy guy. And just, you know, patted him on the back like, hey, what a great win. You know, it was the second largest payout in Derby history. They even thought it was going to go off at worse odds, like, you know, 100-1 or something like that. Wow. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then even just getting to this race, improbable. Absolutely improbable. And the favorite horse didn't even race. Didn't even race that day. So you had these overcast skies, a little bit of rain, and it didn't rain on their parade, to be certain. What a tremendous win. So I say some applause is to be summoned up for what I would call the daily salute. Improbable. Oh, yeah. Apparently, like, this owner and trainer met in a bar. This is great lore. In New Mexico, like, 25 years ago, and the rest is history. They can never take this away from that that trainer. That's great. Hey, Matt, I know you were watching this, too. It was stunning to see that horse come through the hole the way it did, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came from dead last all the way to the start, and he was dead last for about three-fourths of the race.
Oh,
and then
crazy.
All of a sudden, he just shot through. He came on, kind of weaved in and out of a couple different horses, and then just hung to that inside rail and just blew by everyone in the final stretch.
Yep, absolutely. Unbelievable, but certainly worthy of the salute. Now, the funny thing is, there's some controversy, of course. There's some controversy connected to the Derby co-owner because the co-owner is involved in that that case for U.S. Senator Ted Stevens, that corruption trial in Alaska, and he's got some testimony that's involved in what's happened there. So Mark Allen, who combined with the other owner, with Leonard Block to purchase Mind That Bird last year, narrowly escaped prosecution when his father made a plea deal in 2007 with prosecutors in relationship to this Ted Stevens deal with this Alaska public corruption scandal, which is huge, as you know, with Ted Stevens, one of the longest guys, period, in the Senate. And so he didn't have any kind of prosecution. That was part of the deal, that his son wouldn't face any charges. And the younger Allen, if he had, wouldn't have been able to have a license as a racehorse owner in New Mexico, of course, if he had been convicted of a felony. Isn't that wild? But Mind That Bird was all the rage because it was unlikely. You look at the trainer, Chip Woolley, and the horse, basically, his investment, it was $9,500 and 51 shot to win the Derby. You heard me say that they thought it was actually going to be a little bit longer odds, you know, like 100 or whatever, but that's absolutely incredible, stunning, the horse racing world. See, it just goes to show you just never know, and it's the conditions often of the track, too. And what happened was it was a muddy track, and it worked for this horse, found the hole. And found the hole and ran right through it, and that's the case. You got to give him credit for that. Like I said, Derby's always an interesting weekend because there's parties across the nation. You know, it's the Super Bowl of horse racing, but if you rank sporting events, the one thing about it's like the Super Bowl in a different way, that a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily be into horse racing tune in to watch at least the tail end of the Kentucky Derby because they want to see that race at the end, the excitement, the hats, the pageantry, the whatever. And it's a two-hour telecast, I think, now anymore. But and then there's, sometimes there's lead-ins to it the night before and all that other sort of stuff because it's one gigantic party. But, man, just an incredible, incredible, incredible victory. That's why the daily salute. Now, there was a different direction we could have gone with this, and I thought about it being such a huge baseball fan, and some of you listening to me, like Don in Wyoming, et cetera, are baseball fans, I know, when we do sports shorts, and now it's kind of turned into that. But one thing I like about the great game of baseball is the possibility of seeing some kind of history be made or just some cool element of the game that happens, like a no-hitter or an inside-the-park home run. And I've seen some of those things. I've never seen a no-hitter. I've talked to many people that have pitched no-hitters, but I've never actually been in a ballpark where I saw it happen live. And Carl Crawford, just incredible, his accomplishment, and this is something I have never seen either. You think of somebody stealing bases and some of the best all-time guys in the game. Imagine if I told you that Carl Crawford from the Rays stole six bags. Check this out.
There he goes. The pitch is a strike. The throw not in time. Carl Crawford steals his sixth base of the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And, you know, the funny thing is Crawford, I don't think, was even too focused on how many steals he had. You know, there are just three other players that have done that since 1900. So however many people were in St. Petersburg, they just jumped on their feet, went crazy, and immediately, of course, this is the thing of baseball, they flashed it across the big screen there to let everybody know, yo, this is what this guy did. And Crawford, such the backbone of that team. So if here he was at the time, was 4-for-4 with an RBI, and then joined Eddie Collins, Otis Nixon, Eric Young, remember these names, as the only player to steal six bases in a game. Yeah. And I say Collins, that's, you got to go back to 1912 for Collins. Now, Nixon, of course, a lot of you know Otis Nixon, and Young, that you're talking about for Nixon, 1991, and for Young, you're talking about 1996. I mean, baseball is about statistics, and that is an incredible, incredible feat to steal six bases. Wow. I mean, just tremendous for the Rays. And it was a great boost for them, too, because they pick up the win. They had dropped, like, I don't know how many series it was to the Red Sox. I want to say six consecutive series. And it's been a really good start as far as having their number this year. And so that's just another thing that they can put as like a feather in their cap for that one. But exciting. I happened to be tuning in, and I happened to see that, and it was, you know, just, again, improbable. Matt, did you see that by any chance?
I caught a couple of the steals, but I was also watching hockey and then the Twins game, too. So I was kind of flipping back and forth. There was like three or four baseball games on today and hockey and, I don't know, the NBA, too. There's a lot of sports going on today. I couldn't keep track of everything.
Big sports short day, that's what I said. 5-3, they beat Boston, and Crawford, again, taken off. He is pretty speedy, but six is amazing to actually tie a modern Major League record.
Yeah,
huge.
Lou Brock and Ricky Henderson never did it.
Never. I mean, it's funny, I was thinking that. I was thinking Ricky, because we had last week Raleigh Fingers on, and he was talking about trying to hold him on base and just how tough it was when they actually competed against each other, how tough it was to hold him on any base. He said, just let him have third. That was pretty much Raleigh Fingers' attitude. All right, speedy guys. We go from speedy guys to odds and ends next here on America Tonight.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
Yeah, trying to avoid a kick in the head. That's the idea. They call it spin. The power of positive persuasion and a slew of other things as well. And when I say they, it could be anything. It could be lobbyists. It could be special interest groups that are a little different from lobbyists and they're trying to get you to see their point of view. It could be corporations. And it's all in the way you phrase something, right? And we're the American public, right? I am, you are, everybody listening to this show. So how do they slice it up to us? Well, this was an interesting story that I read in the New York Times. Global warming, and I agree with this, global warming conjures up all kinds of things, right? So if you're totally into saying, you know what, it's global warming, that's what's, we're screwing our atmosphere, people don't care, the pollutants, there needs to be more restrictions on things from whatever it is, ridiculous amounts of aerosol hairspray to dirty air pollution, what's happening, what's being spewed out of the cars, and a lot of other things that we could talk about that are more grim than even the few that I've mentioned. But it's a very much a turnoff term for a ton of people. So now they've had all these polls and focus groups, this company called Eco America. It's a non-profit environmental marketing and messaging firm in Washington. And the idea is, with what they're saying, the advice is to talk about deteriorating atmosphere, to forget discussing carbon dioxide, and to bring up moving away from the dirty fuels of the past. Do you love this? So see, this is the art of persuasion. Don't say carbon dioxide anymore. Say, we are moving away from the dirty fuels of the past. And don't confuse people with cap and trade. Instead, they're telling folks that are in this game to use things like cap and cash back or pollution reduction refund. You love it? Pollution reduction refund. They've been doing these for the past couple of years, all these polls, because it is the art of language. And they're trying to find new ways to frame all this environmental issue stuff that's being pounded down everyone's throats. And green is the new wave of a lot of things. A lot of companies are pushing the green thing. Obviously, that's an agenda of this presidency, as we know, and trying to build public support for climate change legislation and other kinds of initiatives. It can be an uphill battle. So these recommendations are being taken seriously. So you might hear some of what this New York Times article, which was cleverly done, brings up. You might hear somebody who is trying to push his agenda say, we're moving away from the dirty fuels of the past, and you'll understand, oh, that's right, I thought I heard that on America Today. I thought that I read that in the New York Times. It's just like oil companies and utilities and coal mining, that kind of stuff, because they're trying to put positive things out there, sort of green their image with the consumers and push public policy in their direction. In fact, a Pew Research Center poll that was out in January actually found global warming dead last among 20 other voter concerns. So it trailed. I mean, there were a ton of other things that were thrown into this Pew Research Center poll, and so many other things came up before anything to do with any kind of climate change. And what specifically the Pew Research deal is saying is, when you say global warming, there are a lot of people thinking that it's sort of a code for progressive liberals and supporting other issues that you don't support. It's like energy efficiency. What does that mean? It's just purely talking points. See, it's like code. You got to figure the code out so you know when you're being manipulated. So if my job is to sell global warming, you bet I will use all these suggestions. So you'll start to hear them in the language. Listen to some people who will jump on the hill and lobby and listen to what's being said, and I guarantee you're probably not going to hear much of the term global warming anymore, because it does open up that debate. Ooh, is it global warming? Is it just cycles that we're seeing, and they're different kinds of cycles? So climate scientists, all this stuff, realistically speaking, you're going to see a lot of this happen. You're going to see a lot of these terms start to be used. What a great gig that you can offer up talking points. You run a company and your job is to figure out ways to manipulate the terminology so it justifies what you're trying to sell, but yet doesn't scare away the American public. But it is manipulation in the end, right? So we are being manipulated, I think, right? And it's all about the language, brother. It's all about how you sell and tell the story. I think it's great for odds and ends. In fact, when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Make it much more appetizing. Truly, to have this come into play, that's what you have to do. You got to sell it and tell it better. Because then you have more, or less rather, resistance to what it is you're trying to achieve, rather, with the green movement, right? In the meantime, also in odds and ends, and we haven't talked about this in a while, but I got an email here from Anne who asked, hey, Kate, what's going on in Pakistan? You talked about it a bunch last week. You haven't mentioned it. All right, what's happening is massive strife, obviously. You have the Taliban and Al-Qaeda just spreading in Pakistan, and there should be concerns for, I think, the nuclear arsenal anyway, and the potential that something gets snatched, maybe when it's being transported or whatever, because who knows who's waiting out in the weeds, who's hiding in the hills. So is there a reason to be worried? Absolutely. Islamabad facing a serious threat? You know, the president last week, and we talked about this, said he feels pretty confident that keeping that nuclear infrastructure secure is absolutely the military in Pakistan's top priority. But we don't even know where those nuclear sites are. We have no clue where they are. And with this intense Taliban push toward the capital, I think there's serious reason, Anne, to be concerned. And the Pakistani officials of that government really kind of deflect our requests for any kind of details about the nuclear sites. They just put it off, so we have no idea where they are. Is there concern that the U.S. might be tempted to snuff out some of those sites or do something to those sites? But I think there should be a concern that we have absolutely no clue. With the Taliban seizing the control that they're seizing, and so much of the push in the opposite area, we were talking about this last week, that you had a lot of the concern, of course, was in that border with India, but it needs to be as close to Islamabad as possible. And it's not being incredibly paranoid. It's being concerned as to who has their finger ultimately on the button, right? With Pakistan's leadership under constant pounding from all the violence by the Taliban forces that are out there, and then the natural political opposition that they've been dealing with, how can you say that there's solid security around any of these nuclear materials that we have no clue even where they're located? Yeah. And there's no credibility with that government. So I'm going to say that was a great question, Anne, to bring that up, saying what's going on with Pakistan. There's obviously a lot of concern because it has a very frail government, let's say, and with the threats from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda very serious. And so only so much of a push from the military in the end. Hey, you can shoot me an email day or night to americatonight.net.
You have mail, mistress.
There is no magic wand to wave right now.
Brilliant! Genius! That's what it is! Sheer genius!